All right. So this is a meeting of the Pacifica Board's affiliate task force, and we are looking forward to this discussion. We have not been able to have too many of them recently. So I'm going to ask for Teresa, if you would please, or perhaps we should just state who's here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just say who's here rather than going through the whole attendance?
Exactly. Exactly. So this is Heather Gray. I am a director, an affiliate director on the Pacifica National Board. And who else is here?
This is Teresa Allen from KPFT in Houston.
Michael Novus from KPFK.
Ah.
Wonderful.
Chandra Hauptman from KPFA.
I'm Tina from KPFK.
Sean Rhodes.
Who was the I didn't hear who was the other one from T after before Sean.
I'm Kine, KPFK.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
And Ursula Rudenberg from Pacifica Affiliate Program.
Okay, so I'm wanting to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. We didn't send out a formal agenda. Given, I'm going to make an excuse here, given some of the stuff that's happening with Pacifica right now, but one of the things I talked to Ursula about earlier that I would really like, and I'm assuming that there's some interference. I'm going to ask if anyone could please mute your phones if you're not speaking. That would be helpful. One of the things we talked about I was wanting to hear is about the conferences being planned for this summer. And I asked if Ursula could share some of that with us. I'm sure there are other things that folks would like to discuss, but I was wondering if we could just begin with that. It would essentially be a report from our affiliate director, or coordinator, I should say. So if that's okay with everyone, if we could just hear from Ursula so we could decide where we can pitch in on this important project. So, Ursula, could you start with that?
This is Teresa. I do want to suggest that somewhere we put in approval of agenda, and the affiliate coordinator's report and approval of minutes.
And someone else came on, I think, after we did attendance.
Who else came on?
Am I incorrect about that? Maybe we got everybody.
Hi, Serene.
I actually prepared a coordinator's report, and I'm wondering, Heather, do you want me to read it to the point of the conference?
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful, please.
And then Heather, can I just finish, guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And then we stop there and talk about the conference and then continue afterwards with the rest of my report. Is that okay with you guys?
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Is this something you can email, Ursula?
I'll send a copy of the report to Teresa after the meeting. I usually do.
Okay. No. Well, I don't know. I can't tell you how many years. No one seems to be able to add me to the Yahoo group, so I don't get these things. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you're not on the lister?
Not ever.
Okay. I'm happy to send it to you then. I'll try and get you on the listserv again too. I don't know why that's happening.
Well, this is.
Well, you know, I was dropped from the listserv. I think everybody was the beginning of the year.
No, they weren't. No, because I would know it if you were dropped. Serene, what is your email address?
Wait a second. Don't give it out online. We're streaming. Shouldn't she give it to you privately?
Okay, thank you.
Let me just ask a question of Teresa. Teresa, you were talking about an approval of the agenda. So how would you propose we do that? Because we didn't actually send out a written agenda. So what would you propose that we do?
Well, I sent a draft agenda out, I guess about
2 hours. Oh, you did? Sorry.
About 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if anybody has seen it, but let me see here. It's very simple. Okay.
And what do you have on the agenda?
Okay. It's basically call to order, roll call, approve agenda, approve minutes from March, coordinator's report, action items, and then adjourn.
No.
You didn't receive it?
No.
I didn't receive it either, but that sounds like a reasonable agenda.
I sent it to Yahoo groups, so I don't know. So anyway, does that agenda sound okay?
Are there any objections to the agenda?
No.
All right, so we'll just,
and Heather, do you want the report about, I guess it's the GRC, do you want that separate from the coordinator's report?
I don't think so. I think it would be a part of the coordinator's report, I would think.
Okay.
So if that's okay with everyone. I was wondering about the minutes, Teresa, because I have not received those minutes.
Okay.
When did you send those minutes out?
I'm looking in my sent file right now, and I'm looking in my, there's nothing in my outbox, so it went. It definitely went. Sent. Went out two hours ago, but it's not showing in my sent, but it's not showing in my sitting in my outbox either. So I don't know what that's all about. Let me look for it, and I will send it out again.
Okay, that'd be great. I don't know how we can approve the minutes if we haven't actually seen them, but thanks for doing that work, though. So let's go over the agenda.
Excuse me. Actually,
sorry?
I sent them out the first time right after our last meeting.
Oh, okay,
so
really?
They did go out. Oh, yes.
I'm looking for all of my Teresa emails, and I don't unfortunately have it, but so Teresa, I don't have that agenda in front of me, so what is the first item then? It was to approve the
approve the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like there's any objection to that. The second item was approving the minutes, and the minutes were actually very simple. They were from March 13th, and the people present were...
Well, Teresa, why don't we just table that until everybody has them, even though there's...
I think it might be better to table it. I agree, if that's okay with everyone.
Well,
I don't think I'm on the yellow group either. The only thing I've seen is the PNB notification of the meeting.
Yeah, right. So we need to check that Yahoo group.
Okay.
Yeah, we will definitely do that, make sure everybody's on it. So apologize about that. For anybody that is
not getting emails from the Yahoo group, please send me your email to Ursula, URSULA at Pacifica.org.
Okay.
Can you give that again, please?
URS as in Sam, ULA at Pacifica.org.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask that we table the approval of the minutes until we get those from Teresa. I know that you sent them out, but there's some problem here. I've looked for them as well and haven't been able to find them. So, Teresa, if that's okay, if we could
do that this time. I would like you to postpone them and the approval until after the coordinator's report, and I will send them out right now to everybody on this call.
All right. Let's see how that works.
I really, truly have sent them out twice.
I'm sorry. All right.
And one was on the 13th of March, so I just want these done so I can move on to other things.
All right.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm going to send them out again. Thank you.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I appreciate the work involved, Teresa, but I don't think people should be approving minutes that they get during a meeting. You can't really properly, well, I cannot properly pay attention to both the meeting and to minutes that are being delivered during the meeting. So I respectfully suggest that it be postponed.
I think we already agreed to postpone. I thought we didn't necessarily.
Teresa was asking if we could, she could send them out because she would like to move on to something else. But I tell you what, Serene, I'm inclined to agree with that. I'm thinking that, Teresa, if you wouldn't mind just sending them out again, and then we'll just, one way or the other, we're going to make sure that the next meeting we won't have any other issue with this. If that's okay.
Yeah, and even,
so just send them out, and then you don't have to worry about it, Teresa, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but wait a second. Even though she's going to send them out now, unless Ursula forwards Serene's email immediately, Serene's not going to get it right away anyway. So
we're going to make sure. We'll one way or the other, we're going to make sure that everyone on this call gets a copy of these minutes.
Okay.
Shonda, don't worry about it. We'll do it one way or the other. We're just going to do that.
Okay.
So. And then, Teresa, so you don't have to worry about this anymore.
Okay, good.
All right.
Excuse me,
this is Jessica on the call.
Oh, Jessica, thank you. I'm going on, but not able to get back with you. I apologize. Thank you for joining us. Wonderful.
No worries. I'm listening in, though. Thank you.
Wonderful. So glad you're here. All right. So Teresa, if you could just do that, and we'll get them out to everybody, and then we just won't. We'll make sure that they're approved at the next meeting, and so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, I just sent them out for the third time. I sent them to everyone individually, and I also sent them out to the Yahoo groups.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. So the next item on the agenda is probably the coordinator's report. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ursula.
Okay.
Give us your report.
I just, a whole bunch of people just walked into the room, so I'm going to print this out and leave the room.
Okay.
There's a bunch of noise in here now. Sorry. It's been quiet here up until the moment where I needed to do something, and now there's people here. All right, give me 1 minute. No. This is printed out. I'll go outside. No privacy around here. Riffraff everywhere you look. Okay. That went out on a national stream. Okay. The affiliate program is continuing to provide consistent services to affiliates despite the current instability at the executive and board level, and is continuing to grow remarkably. Today we added a new affiliate, an internet station in Shelby, Connecticut, called Connecticut World Service Radio, and considering affiliation at this time is another internet station in Ohio, two low-power stations, one in Donovan, Missouri, and one in Florence, Alabama, and a full-power station in Santa Rosa, California. There continues to be and will be even more of an influx of new affiliates in the next 2 to 3 years, because of the filing window for a low-power radio station that occurred last fall. And many of these applications are now being processed, and people are building community radio stations, and affiliation is a lot of these have a Pacific affiliation as their program strategy. So on an operational level, we're continuing to maintain stability, continuity, and even growth with our clients through the day-to-day work of keeping community radio on the air. In the same vein, there is a need this year for making a grassroots radio conference. And the conference, otherwise known as the GRC, is the primary professional conference for stations that can't afford the NSCB, and even many of the patients that go to NSCB also go to this conference because they want contact with more of the grassroots stations. And since it only occurs when a host volunteers, the conference had lapsed in the past 2 years because no host came forward. To keep the light lit for grassroots radio, KHOI, the radio station where I've been helping in Ames, Iowa, has decided to step forward and host this year's conference. And the affiliate program will be co-sponsoring the conference by providing staff time to the project. I wish we could provide money, too, but I don't think we'll be able to do that. I feel that our organizing this conference is a demonstration of to the community radio world, the strength of the commitment of the affiliates program to the future of community radio and our ability to simply do what we do despite everything else, which is we do grassroots radio, and so it's an assertion of our treasured culture. And this will be in the third week in August, and of course everybody on this call is invited as well. So maybe I'll stop there right now. As you wish, Heather. Let me just ask you a question. Are you all hearing an echo, or is it just me?
I do hear a slight echo.
You hear an echo?
It's clear to me.
Okay, so you guys can hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, it's just my phone then being weird. Okay. So let me stop there as planned and see what kind of discussion we want to have before I continue.
Okay, are there questions?
This is Bill Crozier.
Bill Crozier, wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I forgot what time you were going to start. I had told Teresa I would stream and archive the meeting, and I was thinking it was starting in 5 minutes instead of 25 minutes ago.
I think Otis is doing it, Bill.
Oh, okay.
But we thank you so much. You're welcome to join our meeting.
Oh, I just buttoned in. Hi, Otis. How you doing?
All right, it's great we have all this help. So thanks
okay.
Much, you guys, really.
All right,
thanks.
Well, I'll get off. Okay.
All right, thanks so much. Okay,
bye.
So I have some, there's some questions or comments. Who did I hear? Somebody wanted to ask
Chandra.
A question. Chandra, yeah.
Chandra.
Go ahead, Chandra.
I have
Go
a
ahead.
Very simple question. How many affiliates do we now have with the latest additions?
Well, I'm not really sure because we're in the middle of a huge organizational mess that we're trying to clear up, and that means that we still don't have all the contracts in, and I would guess it's about 170 affiliates. But the truth is we're not at a point yet where we can give you an exact number. I wish we could.
Okay. Well, an approximate is good enough for right now.
Yeah, I would say 170 is a realistic number.
All right, great. So are there additional questions of Earth?
I have a question. Ankine?
Ankine, yes, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Regarding the grassroots conference, did you say it was in Iowa? Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And is there any way as a task force we can help you?
Yes, there are. If you're interested in doing that, I would love that. I think it is actually an excellent public relations opportunity for Pacifica to demonstrate that we're doing something for the community radio world. And there's a number of ways that you can help, yeah. We're forming a organizing committee, and probably the better thing to do would be to discuss that with you then if you're interested in being involved.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay, wonderful. Is that Akine who said that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So could you tell us about the organizing committee, Ursula? What's planned for that?
Well, I mean, it needs to be, I mean, an organizing committee is going to be primarily based in KHOI, obviously, because we're here. But Bear from KMUD has joined the committee, and Donna DiBianco from Santa Fe has joined the committee, and we've put out an invitation to anybody else around the country that wants to be involved. And the work actually gets down to the basic stuff, planning the workshops is going to be a big thing. We're going to build a website for registration. And, you know, really one of the first orders of business is to put out a call for workshop proposals because, you know, that's really what makes up the meat of the conference. And so we want to start that as soon as possible. And that's certainly ways that the affiliate task force could get involved. The main theme that I'd like to, you know, I'd like to have the conference center around is just the continuity of community radio. And in many ways, the issue that gets raised a lot at GRCs that I feel has never been answered in a really strong way has been the organizational problems that people have. And so I'd like to focus on that at the workshop and give people a lot of opportunities to talk about how to build successful organizational structures. But a lot of times, you know, the spirit of a conference gets dictated by who proposes workshops.
I'm just going to jump in here. I'm sure other people have questions or comments as well, but could you give us some samples of workshops that have been held in the past?
Well, there's always, of course, technical workshops, how to deal with production, and then there's how to deal with volunteers. The GRC tends to focus a lot on volunteer management because it basically stations that rely more on volunteers than bigger stations.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacific Affiliates Program always has a workshop or has a meeting at the GRC, and it tends to be the biggest meeting because we tend to be a lot of people who are enthusiastic about each other. Otis and I did some workshops recently on services to affiliates, and Otis and I have been working on putting together an internet services package, which is a really great thing, and we're trying it out here at KHOI to get the kinks out of it, but it could actually be a modest source of revenue. And so we'll probably, if we can get Otis up here, we'll probably do a presentation on that. There's always interest in a workshop on audio port because there's always people who don't know how to use it. And then there's workshops on issues, you know, in the issues of mission and just about anything. Now, my sense is that this conference will probably provide a lot of information on how to run a station because we're going to have so many new stations coming on board. So we'll make sure to have a lot of workshops on how to set up a new station, especially since KHOI just went through that process, and we have a lot of support materials for that. And we have a lot of experience that we can share, and I'm sure other stations can share their experiences too.
All right, that's great. So
across the street from the radio station is an art center, which my mother actually founded, and they have agreed to give us their whole building for the 3 days of the workshop. So it has a lot of classrooms, and we're hoping to hold it there because the radio station is right across the street, so we can utilize the radio station, and it's a wonderful old building. The big problem we're having is housing in this town, and so that's really the biggest effort.
Okay, that's great. I wanted to say one more thing about it.
We're very conscious here in Iowa that we're on occupied land, so to speak, and so Iowa has a particularly unique relationship with its Indians, and we're hoping that we can get the Meskwaki to come and relate some of that. And a lot of the issues here in Iowa are the problem of the land. We're the home of Monsanto, or we're one of the homes of Monsanto. So we also have a hope to make some presentation about the environment just so that people get some sense of where they are, because we're really in the heart of agribusiness here.
All right, that's great.
Michael Ovid,
all right.
Back, just had a quick question.
Yes,
I was wondering how many either affiliates or stations in general attend the conference or have attended in the past?
Usually it's about 150 people come. We did put out a feeler nationally, and we got a pretty enthusiastic response.
I would also be interested in trying to help out. Akane and I are both here. If they, maybe we can work together on some piece of it.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? I didn't understand you.
I said Akane and I are both here at KPFK. I'd be willing to help out, so maybe the two of us could, you know, volunteer to do some piece of it.
Wonderful. Could you do me a favor and write me an email and tell me that so I'm sure who's talking?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
That's the Ursula address?
Pardon me?
The Ursula address you gave before.
I'm sorry, I can't
Ursula
understand
at Pacifica. Michael, it's Ursula at Pacifica.org.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And our website is PacificaNetwork.org, and we'll post a notice on there and invite anybody who wants to join. So we'll make sure the email address is clear.
First, I was wondering if it might be possible to have a workshop perhaps on this being the 65th anniversary of Pacifica, something on that history or
Absolutely.
Something, some kind of
Absolutely.
Presentation.
That would be great. That would
yeah.
be great. It is, by the way, the anniversary of our station, too, so that's kind of a nice way to segue into that.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, so are there, I think one other workshop that might be good to hold as well is something on development.
Absolutely.
Fundraising. Yeah. Because I think what's really great is when people can share that information with each other. It's very helpful.
Absolutely.
So,
and we're actually doing some outreach for a national sponsor for the conference as
right.
kind of an initiation of our group underwriting project.
Okay, that's great. So are there any other questions or comments? Ursula, let me ask you, when is your organizing meeting going to start? When are you going to start doing that? And how often will you be doing that? Do you know yet?
We don't know yet. This is really brand new. So it really has to start soon.
Yeah.
Probably within the next week or so. Probably within the next week we're going to be starting to figure out who we've got and how we can meet.
Right. Okay.
Question for Ursula.
Teresa.
Go ahead, Serene. Serene and then Teresa.
If you could just give the dates again, the actual meeting dates.
Well, we announced it as the 14th through the 17th, but we think we may have to change it to a few days before or after because we're having a heck of a time with the hotels in this town because there's an agriculture conference right then and the prices have gone through the roof in this town. So we're thinking we might have to move it a few days before or after just to avoid those prices. It's a big hassle right now.
Okay, thanks.
We're in negotiation with our local convention bureau to try and get this reasonable.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
We're also going to try and make a deal to provide bicycles because this is an easy town to bike around. And like most, you know, Midwestern cities, we don't have a lot of public transportation that's really great. And so we want to try and make it easy for people to get around this town.
All right, thanks, Ursula. Teresa, I think you're next.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering if anyone has notified you from the national board as to if there are any additional directors on the affiliate task force since the new board has been seated.
No, I haven't had any communication at all from the national board.
And has anyone notified you of additional members from the
No.
local station boards that are
No.
supposed to be populating our committees and task forces?
No.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
I actually sent the list to John and Otis. So I believe the list on KPFTX is current, but I'll certainly get the names to you, Ursula, over the weekend.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. So are there any other comments?
Serene, I will – our local station board selected people for committees and task forces last night. If you do not get that from our secretary, Melinda Eiley-Doan, feel free to call me, and
okay.
I will –
Yeah, we've been waiting for you guys, so we're happy to hear that. Okay.
Okay, and I'm really sorry to hear people are having trouble with the listserv, and I will try to make sure that everybody's on that listserv and get that communication going.
Okay.
All right,
I did
great.
See, I did see my, one more thing, I did see my notice went out at 6:29 Eastern today, and then it did go, it also went out, the minutes also went out. And there should have been a notice to everyone who had been is on this task force should have been notified of the meeting tonight, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure
exactly. That's
all covered. And so.
So if, I did see the minutes that you just sent, Teresa. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I sent them out 2 hours earlier too.
Okay.
Seems like there was something else I wanted to ask. I would like to know if we have any additional word on the car donation program and whether WPFW and KPFK have ever joined the car donation program that the other stations are using. Car donation?
I don't have any information about that. I know that people have been slow to join the car donation program nationally. It is working for us here in Ames. We just got a Cadillac donated to us, so that was great. I don't know about PFW and KPFK.
Michael Novick, in a second.
Go ahead, Michael.
The last we heard here at KPFK, there was sort of a counter offer from the people who were doing our car donation program that they would be willing to pick up the whole network and give a better deal. And that was the last I heard on that question. I understood it went up somewhere to the national office to look at and see what could be negotiated between kind of having a bidding war between the two, but I don't know what happened after that.
I wonder if the contract that had been offered was actually told to them, which was my suspicion.
How can you do that if it's 85%?
What do you mean by that, Teresa? What do you mean by that comment?
If you take bids, nobody knows what anybody else's bid is.
Oh, I see.
And I thought we had an understanding that we were going to go with this attractive bid, and it was going to help not only our stations but all of the affiliates. And then we had two stations, mainly KPFK, that refused to go with it, and when I asked about it, I was told, "Well, we're gonna see if our company will do better." And I'm wondering how they figured out their company would do better by telling
That's
them what the other offer was.
I wasn't privy to any of it. I just reported to you what I heard from our then general manager. Maybe they offered to meet or exceed any other offer. I have no idea. I just thought it went to the national office.
Well, I do appreciate you giving us that feedback. That's useful information, and we should probably ask the national office if we got any other offer from that other company. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question of Ursula and Teresa. Are there quite a few affiliate stations that are doing this, engaged in the car donation program?
Well, a lot of stations already had relationships with the program that we have a contract with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since we made this contract, about five stations have really gone through with the joining process. Quite a few more stations have expressed interest, but people are slow to actually follow through.
Okay, so thank you for that, Ursula. I just want to mention that our station here in Atlanta wants to do this as well. and we just had a board meeting, and I was kind of tasked to move forward on it. So, Teresa, I need to talk with you about this again. I did talk with them before, but it was a while ago, so I'm going to have to revisit all that again. But we want to do it.
Great.
So,
wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So are there any other questions of Ursula?
Shall we ask about the underwriting situation?
Well, I don't have a whole lot to say about that right now because, as you know, there's a lot of confusion about the upper management right now, and that makes it difficult for us to proceed with making contracts.
Right.
So
okay.
The issue is really our ability to make contracts right now, and it's not clear exactly how that process works right now. So we've been waiting to see what the best way is to move forward. An easy kind of practical way for us to move forward is to try to find an underwriter for the Grassroots Radio Conference because KHOI has the ability to make contracts. And so I'm hoping to move forward with that. And with the larger question, it would be really great to resolve it because we're going to be going to a national conference at the end of May, and it would be a really pivotal asset to be able to speak. We have about 50 stations who are waiting to move forward, and we would like to do that.
Okay,
that's... Say that one more time. You have what waiting?
About 50 stations who've signed up and want to take the next step now.
Signed up for a Grassroots Radio Conference?
No, for the group underwriting project.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's great news, too, though, in spite of the...
Yes, very enthusiastic.
Challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very enthusiastic
okay.
response.
Okay, so... Teresa, what was the next item on the agenda?
Well, the next item was for me to finish my report.
Oh, yes, please. I thought you were finished, so please go ahead. Please finish
okay.
your report.
Well, Chris Ling and I will be attending the National Federation of Community Broadcasters Conference at the end of May. This is kind of our premier outreach event for the affiliates program. I'll also be a presenter at the one-day intensive program prior to the conference, and the intensive is for people building new stations. And my particular presentation will focus on principles of governance and management for a successful organization. In other words, how to build a successful structure for working together. And this is a common need expressed at these conferences, and it's a good outreach opportunity for the affiliates program, especially since this year Pacifica cannot afford a display table at the conference, so it'll be my best opportunity to introduce Pacifica affiliates program to new stations and to get new affiliates. The affiliate program is built on strong client relations and a strong community mission. And so it has experienced a lot of growth in the first years of inception with the support of Pacifica. We're still enjoying momentum from much of this today, and we're still adding affiliates to the program. However, really since 2008, the program has had more and more difficulty in getting services from Pacifica Foundation. And the question soon will have to be asked, does Pacifica want an affiliate network or not? The current conflict created particular vulnerabilities for the affiliate program. This is because the current way the system works is that our management of finances and administrative decisions and access to legal counsel are all dependent on the national office. And in peaceful times in our network, this has been a problem since the national office is set up for managing the sister stations more than it is for the 170-plus affiliate relations we deal with on a daily basis. And in times like this that are less than peaceful at Pacifica, we are thrust involuntarily in the middle of conflicts because of our unusual amount of organizational dependence on the national office, and we're literally not able to conduct business in a normal fashion these days. And there are very real consequences that we're experiencing, and only some of these include a real need to confirm billing and payments for fiscal year for FY14, which is what we're in, as well as last year, because the records from last year are still not been cleared up, and our need for us to know how payments are being recorded at the national office and where the money is going. We are having a lot of trouble getting that information, and we need access to be able to see our bank account. We do have a bank account right now, but we're not able to see the bank account, so we don't know what money is actually in the account or not. The foundation personally owes me a lot of money, and that's not okay with me. I am not making the kind of salary that allows me to have the kind of debt that I have right now because of the money the foundation owes me. We also are not able to get access to legal counsel, which we need on an ongoing basis for various reasons. One piece of progress I am happy to report, because we've talked about this at the affiliate task force meetings before, I was approved to sign the contract, so we are now processing contracts as quickly as we can because I'm finally able to get them finished, and I'm very happy about that. And then there's the issue of public relations. Whatever purpose public statements are serving to the different sides of the current struggle, it is clear that all of these are damaging to the affiliates program. I'm not aware of any efforts of the foundation to handle public relations with our clients other than the grassroots radio conference we're planning here in Ames. And it's easy, perhaps, for this fact to get lost, that unlike the sister stations, the affiliate program is not property of the foundation. Its existence relies entirely upon our ability to make contracts and our ability to conduct business in a professional manner with our clients and to uphold our reputation with them. And at the current time, all of those are in serious jeopardy. So my conclusion here is not to criticize, because this is across the board, no matter which side of this current argument, it goes across the board. My real criticism is of the structural framework within which the affiliates program is functioning right now, and a desperate need to build a safe platform for this program. So I am hoping to proceed as quickly as possible with making the affiliates program a unit so that we're able to manage the program without having to be dependent on whatever is happening in Berkeley. And I would like to proceed with this as quickly and as professionally as possible in a bipartisan manner so that all sides of whatever conflicts are happening can unite at least around the one agreement that we do want affiliate program and that we will do what we have to do to keep the program sound. And that's the end of my report. Thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, Ursula. So do we have some questions or comments from the group? No questions, no comments?
This is Teresa. Yes.
Teresa, okay. And who else is that?
Michael Ovick.
Michael. Okay, Teresa and then Michael. Go ahead, Teresa.
Have you been asked by the board to give any presentations on your program since the face-to-face meeting? I believe you talked about the underwriting project. Have they called you in to give any more presentations? Or that's my question.
Let me repeat this and be very clear. I have had no communication from the Pacifica National Board other than some discussions with Margie when she was the interim executive director. but our my discussions with her had nothing to do with the board. It had to do with the practical details of trying to keep this program sound. I have no communication with the Pacifica National Board whatsoever on any level.
Okay, so, Michael?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I understood something you said clearly. Were you saying you wanted to make the affiliates program a unit?
Yes.
Similar to the archives or the stations? Is that the idea?
Yes.
And so it would have its own administrative structure separate from the national office?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So, Michael, it would be like the archives is a unit, right? So the affiliates
yeah.
would be a unit
mm-hmm.
as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and
there
without that
meeting,
kind of a structure, without that kind of a structure, we do not have the ability to survive these kind of conflicts
right.
that are currently happening.
So, just so everybody knows, there have been ongoing meetings to talk about the development of this unit. So. All right. Teresa,
well, those meetings have virtually come to a halt since this fight started at the national level.
Yeah, so that needs to change. So, Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say that I think that it's very important, Michael, that we deal with this because I think that the treatment of our affiliates or kind of maybe the dismissiveness of some of our general managers toward the program. I mean, it's not been that long that Ursula has even been allowed in the staff meetings. And I think that as long as we don't take this program seriously, it's like, a rising tide floats all boats. I think that if we treat the affiliates correctly, that it helps everybody. So, yeah, I think this has to be a higher priority.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't objecting to the idea. I just wanted to make sure I understood what was being proposed. I'm just a member of the local station board. I'm not on the PNB, so I haven't had any previous exposures to that.
Well, I think it's important that mm-hmm. people that attend the affiliate task force meetings
mm-hmm.
go to their LSBs and give reports on
yes,
what's happening because
mm-hmm.
what's happening. Affiliates can be very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience.
Sure. No,
thank you all. So are there any other comments, questions? I have a comment I have a comment I'd like to make. Who is that, sorry? Is that Ursula?
No, go ahead.
Who is that? I just want to tell you all, I'm talking about new affiliates. Not necessarily a new affiliate right now, but one of the stations that we've been working on for a few years is the one in Albany, Georgia. And they just came on the air actually about a week and a half ago. So I'm just thrilled to bits. We were concerned about the station. So it's wonderful news.
Can you tell me what the call letter for that move? Can you tell me the call letter?
I don't have the call letters. I apologize. I don't have the call letters. I will get that to everyone. But Ursula, I'm going to talk to them also about coming up to NFCB. They should come to the grassroots conference as well. But anyway, it would be a good experience for some of the folks down there to come up to that conference.
Yeah, and this is really a feather in Pacifica's cap. This station is a historic station. It's under the auspices of Charles Sherrod, who's a historic figure in the civil rights movement, and Albany is the one city that Martin Luther King gave up on, and so it was particularly important for them to succeed at this, and it was really a combination of the work that Heather and I did together that initiated this project and has kept it going at important junctures of their development, so it's really a huge victory socially, I think. Don't you think, Heather?
Absolutely.
Is Shirley Sherrod related to Charles?
Yeah,
yes,
they're husband
wife.
And wife. Shirley's very much involved in all of this. Absolutely. Yeah. So, anyway, so we'll hear more about that. And I do want to tell them about the NFCB conference as well as the GRC conference. All right, so Teresa, what else do we have on the agenda? I don't know what that was.
No, if I can
apologize, that was my refrigerator.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like an elephant.
I know. Feel
for me. Living room. There you go.
So I'm also wanting to know where Jessica is. Jessica, you're still on? Jessica? Okay, go ahead, Teresa. Who else do we have on the agenda?
I'm sorry. This
what
is
else?
Jessica. I am on. I'm having a knocking at the door, so my mute is on. Sorry.
All right.
You know, if I can paint a brief metaphor, and I apologize for the dramatics, but it really is a very, very difficult time. You know, some of you know me. I came in Pacific, in war times during the Pacifica struggle. I was one of the chief fighters in the struggle, but when we got the network back in 2002 and I started working on the affiliates program, my single-minded goal was organization building. And so the affiliates program is through and through a peacetime program. It is a cultural phenomenon which has tremendous significance in this country right now. And like any cultural programs during a time of war, it becomes very, very difficult to survive. And that's what I feel like is happening right now to the affiliates program. We're in a war zone, and my question is just, how do we preserve this cultural institution so that it does not become collateral damage?
All right, so does anybody want to
Teresa
respond
here
to that?
I would like to. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Teresa. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that for sure the members, I mean, it would be great if there was a representative from each station on this committee. I am rather concerned that WPFW is not represented, for example. And I think it should be expected that some information from these meetings should be reported back at local station board meetings, because the affiliate program benefits us all. For example, the car donation program could benefit everyone exponentially if we could just get it together. People should be told if you go to the Pacific Archives, you can hear the general manager of our new station in, what was it? Was it Puerto Rico, for example, that we had on the air? I mean, these things should be announced to LSB so they can think a little bit beyond some of their just very, very local issues. Think a little bit bigger, because some of these stations have great ideas for us. So that's one thing that I think that we can do. And, I mean, another thing is we should all be looking out for ways that we can contribute to the affiliate program. Today I listened in on a Food and Water Watch conference call. I mean, my immediate thoughts were it would be nice if we had a Sprouts program on Food and Water Watch, because they were talking about things happening all over the United States. And it also occurred to me that, like, we should be covering them in the news. It would be nice if we distributed to our affiliates, here is a contact for Food and Water Watch if you would like to interview them on your station, whether they be local or whatever. We could do that. If we have interesting people that we come across, we can help these stations with an idea exchange.
Thanks for that, Teresa. I was wondering, Ursula, as one of the important programs, actually, that you've been doing for a while, and I'm not sure that folks actually know enough about this, but it's the Sprouts program. Let me just ask, I'd like to know, like, Michael, do you know about the Sprouts program that Ursula's been doing? Do you know? Michael Novick? I'm putting him on the spot, I guess. He's not answering, but...
Sorry, hello, can you hear me? I have my phone muted.
Michael, do you know about the Sprouts program, by any chance?
I heard a couple of episodes of it. I don't think we've ever carried it here at KPFK.
I see. Right. So, Ursula, how's it coming? How's the Sprouts program coming? You're doing it every week, right?
Well, yes, Sprouts has been a production of the affiliates program since 2000 and when did we invade Iraq? 2003, I think. And ever since then, we've been producing Sprouts out of the affiliates program office. It features production at community radio stations. Every week, it's a different station. And it has it gets picked up all over. It gets picked up a lot. And so it's come to serve as kind of the open door to the network. In other words, if somebody has an issue or a production that they want to get large coverage for, there's a place in Pacifica Network where they can come and get on the air very easily. So it's really the open door to getting on a lot of airwaves with not a lot of effort and knowing that you'll get out there very quickly. Each week about 30 to 60 stations pick the show up, depending on the show. So this week we actually, the show came here out of Ames, and it was about the issue of bald eagles are being poisoned by lead because hunters use lead bullets, and the eagles are poisoned by feeding on the carcasses of deer. So, you know, what we do is we try to take local issues that have national relevance.
Yeah, which is really good.
It's really become a signature program of Pacifica that's very highly branded because it's a very popular show.
So I was asking Michael, I don't know about, and Kine and Jessica and Serene, you know about the Sprouts program, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And Kine does, yeah, right. I was thinking that I know, Serene, you have an interest in what's happening in the prison system. You know, this would be a good thing for... Have you done much in the prison system, Ursula? Has Sprouts done that?
We have not done very much. A few times we've covered executions when they occurred.
Yeah.
But we have not done a lot on the prison system, and we would certainly welcome that.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up because I appreciated Teresa talking about it briefly, but...
We used to have a standing arrangement with the Apple Shop workshop in the Appalachian, where every year they did calls from home, and that was always our Christmas show. But that program kind of has folded.
Let me just mention to everyone that, you know, I know that Ursula and we're all concerned about what's happening with Pacifica right now, I think, but I think with this conference upcoming in August, it's a good opportunity for the task force to be doing some really good outreach about affiliate stations and the importance of the work of the affiliate program. I think it provides the opportunity to do a lot of really good PR throughout our entire network, actually. So I'm hoping that some of that will come out of, and ideas will be generated from the organizing work on that, Ursula and everybody. So that's something to think about and hopefully to do, actually. So,
good. This is Jessica. I have a question.
Yeah, Jessica, please.
I was actually talking to a principal of a school recently, and do we have any youth or school affiliates in any of the members that have signed up to be part or to work with us? Any of them youth or... high school or elementary school related?
I think we have one or two stations that are at schools. We have a lot of our affiliates have youth programs and would be interested in doing more together. And I think one of our affiliates is at a high school.
Thank you.
All right. So, Teresa, what else do we have on the agenda?
Well, there's
I'm
only...
sorry, I don't have this... Sorry?
Excuse me, Ms. Ankine, I have a question.
Oh, Ankine, please, go ahead.
Yes, Ursula, the report you just read, the copy that you asked us that we share this, can we share it also, not just the LSC, but I would like to share it with the staff members? I think everybody should know how important this program is and that it's at risk in some ways. Can we share that with everyone?
Yeah, you can. I'll post it to the listserv, and if somebody doesn't get it, you can let me know, but I'm happy to share it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, wonderful. Teresa, what else do we have on the agenda?
The last item before adjourning is the
action items, and the only one that I put on here was that I asked that each of the station representatives here on this call report some aspects of the affiliate program at their LSB meetings.
Okay.
But, I mean, I noticed several people offered to help Ursula with the GRC meeting. I'm going to have to confer with Ursula later on. We need to discuss when our next meeting is. I don't know whether we're going to stick with the second. Serene, have we decided, has PNB decided which days the PNB is going to meet?
It's not been decided yet. We're meeting next Thursday, and hopefully that'll be one of the issues resolved.
Well, I think we're on the schedule for the second Saturday of May, and we will certainly adjust as soon as we find out.
You don't mean Saturday.
Thursday. So as soon as we find out when the PNB is meeting, we will adjust.
Okay, so that's probably the best thing to do, so we don't have to shift things around again.
Heather and Ursula, do we want to ask people if they would want to take up a project? Is there something that, I mean, I'm ready to call stations and conduct more of the surveys and also ask them about if they want to join our CAR program. I need to call the national office and find out the situation involving the other bid. But I would maybe you, Ursula, would maybe there's an assignment that you can give to people if they are willing to take it on.
I'm not sure. Let me just jump in here for a sec, if you don't mind. One of the things, Teresa, that people have said is that on Kine, I think Michael Novak, and I don't know Novak, and I don't know who else on the call tonight, had expressed interest in helping with the organizing work for the grassroots conference, mm-hmm. grassroots radio conference. So, okay. Right, Michael, did you say something? And Kina, you said as well, right? Didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's great. Is there anybody else on the call who would be interested in working on that? I'm going to do that as well.
Okay.
Jessica, is that something you could help with, or Serene, or Chandra?
I'm going to try to attend.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly. I'd have to take a look.
Okay. So,
Teresa, if you could help me with that.
Okay.
I did have a question about Sprouts. Are the shows archived somewhere?
Well, yes, they are. Let me see. The Sprouts are archived in AudioPort, and they're not password protected. So if you go to audioport.org and click on the link that says public file, you'll see all the Sprouts shows there. However, the other thing is that, you know, we made a partnership with SoundCloud, where SoundCloud puts Sprouts on the PacificaNetwork.org website for internet listening. So SoundCloud by now also has an archive of Sprouts.
Okay.
So either places you can find it.
So then, given that if they're public files, there's no fee to any affiliate that carries it. It's just
no. Sprouts is basically a loss leader. It's free
mm-hmm.
to anybody
mm-hmm.
that
sure.
wants it.
No, that's fine. I'm not objecting. I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I interrupted you, Ursula. Are there some other projects you think people might want to assist with? Are we still doing the surveys? We're doing the surveys, right? We still want to finish that, right?
I think it would be good to continue the survey if anybody wants
mm-hmm.
to help with that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, in a way, a good thing to do with the survey would be to focus on the stations that have said they wanted to join the group underwriting project, because those are stations where we particularly need information about them in order to, you know, find underwriters. So that kind of gives us a new level of focus for the survey.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. So how do you recommend we move forward on that? How do you recommend that we do that? Just come up with a list and begin reaching out to people to do the surveys again, right?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of were going to have a training for anybody that wanted to do it, and I think that probably would be a good way to start off. If we had a group of people who were prepared to do the survey, we could hold a brief call where we would prepare people for that and then assign people to go out and call, you know, three or four stations each. It's a nice experience doing it. I mean, it's not a, well, I don't know how pleasant it'll be now because there's a lot of questions about Pacifica, but generally you're calling a very nice bunch of people.
So how long do the surveys usually take?
I think about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you end up talking with the person, you know.
Okay. So I'd like to do about five stations, actually. I'm going to put my name on the list for that. So I think what would be helpful, Ursula, if we could come up with the listing of those stations, and we'll start sending out notices to people to see who wants to do what. Is there anyone on the call who would like to help with that, with the surveys? I know that some of you already have. I know Teresa has. I know that Chandra has. Akina, I know you've expressed some interest before, I think, right?
Yes, I have.
Would you still like to do that?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Would you offer to do five?
What I could do is post a list of the stations that want to be part of the group underwriting, and you can look through the list and see if any of those stations are ones that you want to call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That'd be great. You can just give me any list of the stations. I don't have any preferences. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so I would like to go through that training. I think I've done it before, but I'd like to do it again.
If you want, the easiest thing to do would be just to say a week from today, we'll have a call again at the same time and spend an hour doing that, if that makes sense to you guys.
That's the PNB meeting, Ursula.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a meeting next week.
Okay, so just tell me, I mean, I'm pretty adjustable. This is my job, so I'll show up pretty much when you want me to.
Well, Akina, what is your schedule?
Next week this
time. On the evenings. What's your schedule?
Usually Mondays and Thursdays are the better evenings.
Okay. Mondays or Thursdays. Thursday. Okay. So, and during the day, are you available during the day?
It depends on the day. So, if you decide on a day, I can tell you where I'm available. My schedule is not, I don't have a 9-to-5 job, so it changes.
Okay, so I tell you, rather than us spending all the time working on this right now, I think what I'll do is get in touch with you or send out a notice to folks and see where we are in this. Ursula, I'll work with you on that.
Okay.
Can I just make a suggestion? Since we have, possibly new people coming on from KPFT and not all of the people who are on for this year are on this meeting, why don't we at least wait a week and then set it? And I'll also point out, you know, that way Ursula doesn't have to keep scheduling trainings. We can get, you know, a sizable group together for the next training she can do. And also to point out that Friday, which, you know, normal people think of as a socialization night, is always free on KPFTX. So that may be a good time to avoid a conflict.
All right, thank you for that, Serene. That's a good idea. Do you know approximately how many other folks will be on the task force? Do you have a guess at that?
I'm looking at the list on KPFTX, and there are a bunch of people there. I don't know why they're there, because they weren't on the list that was sent out to the team in March. The correct group, again, not counting Houston, and it's a task force so people can join at any time, looks to be about fewer than 15.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So as I said, Ursula, I'll get you Teresa, the updated list over the weekend.
Okay.
All right, that's wonderful. Go ahead, Ursula, sorry.
No, I'm just saying again, if you're on this call and you're not getting messages from the listserv, please write to me, and this is kind of like one of these things that I can never figure out. So if you write to me, I will make sure to see why you're not on the list.
Thank you.
All right, so thanks. So, Teresa, action items. Serene's going to send you the list on the weekend, of course, for the additional task force members, right? You're going to do something about the car donations, right? What were you going to do that's on the list?
I'm going to call national office and see if there's a contract proposal sitting over there for
right.
car donations.
And Ursula, could you send out something to us soon about when you want to start the organizing meetings for the conference?
Yes, I will.
Okay,
so absolutely.
That's another action item. Ursula will do that, send out a notice about the organizing meetings. Is there anything else that I missed? I agree with Serene, Ursula, and Ankena that we wait until we know who's on the task force so that hopefully we can have more folks involved with these surveys and or wait for the training so you don't have to repeat it. So that does make sense. If we could wait just a couple of weeks on that, makes sense. Or probably a month. Actually, it would be a month, I'm assuming. Does that make sense or no?
This
should we wait
Teresa.
That long?
Teresa?
Go ahead, Teresa. Teresa and then Shireen.
I would say I know the three people that are on the task force from KPFT. And if Serene knows the other ones, she can send them to Ursula tonight. And I will get the minutes to Ursula tonight. She can send them out to all of those people, the minutes out. And at the top, ask anyone that's interested in doing these surveys to contact her to set up training.
Okay, so what do you think of that, Ursula?
I didn't quite understand that. Does that mean that I'm going to be setting up the meeting time? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you said something to the effect that you wanted to tell more people that, you know, to see if there were any more people interested. I'd say you only have to set up training for people that contact you. Unfortunately, you might not have any more people contact you. I don't think I need training. I've already been trained. And I will contact you individually.
In this case, I would be training one person at a time. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Could I make my suggestion?
Yes, Serene, please go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, we certainly don't need to wait a month, but I do think we can give people at least a week and not expect it to be instant. Some people just have a lot of email, and some people have very full lives outside of Pacifica and just a lot of Pacifica work. So we'll get the information out by weekend to all the current members, and when everyone is added to the Yahoo list, you know, folks can indicate. I mean, rather than giving Ursula now another task of trying to schedule a meeting based on the schedules of various people, you know, whether it's a group email or the listserv thing works, and we send an email saying we're trying to do set up a schedule for the survey. What's your schedule? You know, what's your availability, you know? But I think two weeks is more than enough time to get that done. I don't think we need a month, but I also don't think it's going to get done tonight.
Okay.
Let me make a recommendation also that I'll talk with Janice about this, and maybe the note could come from Ursula, Janice, and myself for this, about the importance of doing the survey. We've been working on this for a while. We could try something like that, and maybe we could call some of these folks, too, and try to set this up in a couple of weeks. So All right, so does that sound okay? We could do that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Maybe you have some possible dates since you know, give people
and we, yeah, good, good idea, Michael. I like that too. So Teresa, would you put that down as another action item?
Tell me it's, one more time what the agreement
is. It's lengthy. So if so, we're going to get the names. Shireen's going to send out these names of other people who will be serving on the task force, and we will then contact them. We'll send out a note to them, either through the Yahoo list and or you know individual emails, whatever we decide to do, telling them about the survey and that we are planning a training for this, and we'll recommend a few dates. I'll talk with Ursula what's good for her. And then we'll just go from there. Well, are we going to have the phone numbers for these folks as well, Shireen? Or just email addresses?
Hello,
all right, so
Shireen.
I'm not getting it.
Can't Shireen? You, Shireen,
do we lose her? Shireen? I think we must have lost her. Okay, so basically, Teresa, that we're going to contact the folks to see about new task force members to see about going through training. Okay, that's it basically, and I'll work on that and I'll coordinate with Janice and with Ursula on that. All right.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, everyone. Is there anything else?
I had one other question. I'm sorry to be so ignorant. Is there an effort to bring additional affiliates who are already affiliated onto the task force, or is that not something that's done?
Do you want to respond to that, Ursula?
You know, in the survey, we asked affiliates if they wanted to be involved with the task force. And the people that have answered the survey said that some of them did, more than I expected, but the condition they put on it was they wanted to have a clear reason to be there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess it made me a little bit cautious because I wasn't sure if we had a real reason for them to be there. Now, with the organizing of the Grassroots Radio Conference, that could work, I think, for people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think it's a good idea, I could contact the people who expressed that interest and see if this is something that they would be interested in working on.
Sure. I'm just trying to absorb what is. It'd take me a while to catch up myself. So, you know, I'm fine with whatever you guys are doing or think best.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that relations I have with affiliates tend to be very practical,
mm-hmm,
kind of action-based
mm-hmm
relationships, and that's why the program
mm-hmm
is strong, because we basically focus on doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very large reluctance on most affiliates to get involved
mm-hmm
with Pacifica governance, because they have their own governance issues, you know.
Sure.
And this is the part that's the least kind of enjoyable for most people, is
mm-hmm
dealing with the... So there's not a lot of interest in getting involved with more governance issues. And so that's kind of the standard that I think is needed to bring affiliates in, is like, do we have something for you to work on with us that is going to feel like we're doing radio together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So I heard you say the affiliates... Or what? I can't remember what you said. Somehow they were involved with radio, and I thought, well, that's great. So, really. All right, everyone. I think we're finished with the meeting, and I think we can adjourn. You know, just so you all, as you all know, we don't follow Robert's rules here. We don't necessarily ask for a motion to adjourn, but. I think we're finished. So what I'm wanting to do, though, is thank all of you for being at the meeting tonight. Thanks for all your work. And
Ursula,
thanks especially to all your great work. Yes, thank you. And looking forward to this conference. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, and thank you all, too, for the support you've expressed tonight. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great.
Thank you. Good night,
everyone.
Night.
So have a great week and month. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
everyone.
Heather. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.